Proposal of a Bible Institute. One of the points introduced by James White was the suggestion that a Bible Institute be held in California. We called attention of the brethren to the importance of a biblical institute being held in this state by Elder Uriah Smith of Battle Creek, Michigan, during the month of April, 1877. We urged that our principal hope for accession of numbers to help extend the cause on this coast is in the proper selection and thorough drilling of young men to go forth and teach the Word of God, and circulate our publications among the reading public. Ibid. The time was favorable, he pointed out, just before the tent campaign and then the harvesting of crops in California. He felt that at least 50 persons needing such a drill could be brought together for such a session. In the signs of February 1, he set forth the plans. It would probably run about 4 weeks with 2 or 3 lectures each day. The Oakland Church, 60 members, would open their new house of worship for the lectures and bear the incidental expenses arising from the meetings. Explaining the work, White stated that it would offer thorough training on theoretical and practical subjects, besides the spiritual benefit which is ardently hoped will attend such a gathering. Ibid, February 1, 1877. As they neared the time of opening, he commented, somewhat in warning, "The lecturers will be thoroughly prepared for the work of the occasion, and students will have all they can do, early and late, without taking time to visit. Plain living, and hard study, will be necessary to success on the part of students who shall take this course." Ibid, March 1, 1870. He expected a large attendance, and advised, if students will bring bedding, and can live on bread and fruit, the floors of the church basement, office, Pacific Press, and some other rooms will be free to them. The Institute opened in connection with the California State Quarterly Meeting held on Sabbath, and the dedication of the Oakland House of Worship on the weekend of March 31 and April 1. James White enthusiastically reported, "The Biblical Institute opens very encouragingly and promises to accomplish more than we had hoped. Here are young men of mind and culture who are making the best of their time in close study of the great Bible truths that lie at the foundation of the last message. Great results will appear in the future history of the cause from this series of biblical lectures." Ibid, April 5, 1870. Some 47 students attended. At its close, he wrote of the work done. "The lecturer took a brief survey of subjects, guarded well all critical points, put questions to the class upon the previous lecture, and answered questions presented in writing. This work usually occupied an hour. 2 or more lectures were given each day. This kept the class hard at work. Thus 16 days were profitably and very agreeably spent by Elder Smith and his class at Oakland, California." Ibid, May 3, 1870. J.H. Wagoner and James White also participated in giving some of the lectures. Uriah Smith calculated that the matter presented to the class in the 17 days was equal to 64 ordinary lectures. He noted that some of the most important subjects were presented by Brother White, who he said attended and took part in the work as other duties would permit. As to the class, Smith reported that they gave evidence that they had come to work, and the interest continued unflagging to the close. In his report to the readers of the Review, Smith described the closing days of the Institute. "The last 2 days, 3 sessions were held each day, during which the time was largely occupied by Brother and Sister White in giving instruction to the class of a practical nature, touching the best methods of study and labor, and the course to be pursued by those who labor in public or private in the sacred cause of present truth. This was most timely, and was highly appreciated by the class." The Review and Herald, May 3, 1870. Soon after Uriah Smith had given his first lectures, arrangements were made for a presentation of the material in synopsis form in the Signs of the Times. The May 3 issue carried Lesson 1 on the Great Image of Daniel, 2nd chapter, and Lesson 2, the Vision of Daniel, 7th chapter. Anticipating the publication of the material in book form, The editors had the typeset in a column wider than usual so it could be used in a book as well. By urgent request, Smith was detained on the Pacific coast for a number of weeks, making it possible for him to visit most of the churches. James and Ellen White continued with their writing. In her case, she pressed on with the events of the Passion Week in the life of Christ. On Friday morning, May 11, after they had been in California for 25 weeks, they took the train for Battle Creek.